Before coming here in the United States, part of my job as a social action director was to promote organic farming. And we had farmers whom we organized into cooperative and tried to convince them to use organics way of farming. And I've learned so much through that experience. I've learned, for example, in planting rice, we normally flood the field before putting the seed and after it has been sprouts are planted. And most of the farmers were using commercial fertilizer, rich in nitrogen and other chemicals that would hasten the growth of the plants. But through the years, this is what happened. Through the years, because of constant commercial fertilizer, the soil is no longer absorbing nutrients. And because the style of farming is flooding, most of the nutrients coming from commercial fertilizers are on the topsoil. And naturally, when the rice straws are coming, the roots are not going deeper. They are spreading towards the surface. Why? Because the nutrients are in the surface. And because it is spread out and it's only probably penetrates an inch or 2 inches below the surface of the soil, you can imagine the plants, each one trying to compete for nutrients, which are all in the surface of the topsoil. And after some years, because there is no nutrients deep inside the soil, many of our farmers would end up having more and more commercial fertilizer being put in their field and having less and less yield. Okay? Organic farming is trying to invert the process of commercial farming, commercial fertilized farming. It's simply taking away commercial fertilizer and allowing the soil to develop again nutrients, especially nitrogen. But unless you eliminate the fertilizers on the topsoil, you cannot achieve that kind of richness of the soil. So what we are trying to convince farmers is, on the first year, don't expect to have big yields. Why? Because your soil is not rich enough. Use organic fertilizers. And there is a way of producing organic fertilizers. The difference between an organic fertilizer and a commercial fertilizer, organic fertilizers penetrates deep rather than on the topsoil. And the longer you use the organic fertilizer, the deeper it penetrates the soil. Its long-term effect, your plants, the rice, when you plant them, the roots are going deep and getting the nutrients deep within the soil, plus the natural producing nutrients of the soil. And eventually, in 2 or 3 plantings, your yield is actually growing. So you start probably from a hectare or 2.2 acres, you produce 150 sacks. By next, you will be producing 200, 250, and 300. Why am I telling you this? Because our gospel today speaks about good soil. What is a good soil? Jesus is telling his disciples, I am the sower, and I've sowed good seed. But the fruits, the yields of the tree or the plants, the sowed seed, is depending on how we cooperate in God's grace, in God's plan. There are four kinds of soil that is mentioned in our gospel today. And it also reflects four kinds of hearts. The first one is the hardened hearts. And this is the best example are the scribes and the Pharisees. No matter how good Jesus explained to them the word of God, the message of the Father to them, because they were hardened, they did not accept it. They were not open to God's word. They were not open to Jesus' word. They were biased. Everything that Jesus said, they would not listen. And because of that, they were not converted. And the more they listened to Jesus, the more they hardened their hearts. And you know what happened to a hard heart? You get heart attacks. You get stroke. The second is the heart, a shallow heart, a seed that fell on rocky ground. And these are listeners of Jesus that are fickle. They listen to Jesus, but then when Jesus explained to them the demands of discipleship, what happened? They back out. In fact, they left Jesus. In John chapter 6, verse 59, when Jesus said, whoever eats this bread will have life eternal, slowly the listeners of Jesus, his disciples, many of his disciples said, this teaching is too much. And they left Jesus. So that when Jesus looked back, after explaining to them about the bread and life discourse, many of them have left Jesus. And he asked his disciples, how about you? Are you also going to leave me? And Peter said in John 6, 68 and 69, where shall we go? Your words are eternal life. Your words are eternal life. Sometimes we are like that. We want to listen to the word of God. We read scriptures. We read spiritual books. We read meditation books. We read lives of the saints. And it excites us. Sometimes it gives us new hope, new energy. But then, when problems come, when trials come, and when God demands a deeper relationship with us, we say, oh, not yet. I'm not yet ready. Can I postpone it? Can I delay it? Or I'm not willing to go deeper in a relationship. Why? Because some feel that when we say our total yes to God, God will demand also much from us. And because of that, our faith becomes shallow. Third kind of soil, is the heart that does not weed out the evil tendencies. The best example is Judas. Judas Iscariot. He could have been a good man. But because of that obnoxious evil tendency of money, he what? He betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. there was a tendency already in Judas to love money, but he failed to root it out, to weed it out. King Saul was a good king. But then, when his jealousy started to creep in, especially when he heard that David killed Goliath, especially when he heard people saying, Saul killed 500 Philistines, David killed 1,000, jealousy started to creep in. And because he did not weed out that jealousy, it was the reason for his downfall. Herod could have been a good man. Herod. But because of his tendency towards sexual things, and he did not weed it out, root it out, what happened? He married the wife of his brother. And one time when his daughter-in-law from this marriage danced, he was so excited, and in exchange for that feeling, sexual feeling, he exchanged the head of John the Baptist. He could have been a good king. He could have been a good leader. But because he failed out to root that sexual fantasies and sexual sins, he failed. There are many good hearts among us, but we have to know what are our weaknesses. We have to know what are the evils within us, and we have to remove them. We have to weed them out. Because one day, if we don't weed them out, it might crush us, and it might put us and even pull us down. The last heart is a good heart, a receptive heart, the good soil. Mary is the first example of a good heart, a receptive heart. The apostles, through the years of formation with Jesus, 3 years of formation, slowly weeding out the things that would be a block to their relationship with God, their relationship with Jesus, slowly weeding them out, they became good soil. In sacramental theology, we always say that the grace of God is always efficacious in sacraments, in all sacraments. We call that principle the ex opere operato, which means by the work worked. Meaning, every sacrament, the word of God, when it's read, the sacrament when it's performed, as long as it's performed according to the rituals, it doesn't matter if the recipient is in the state of grace, it doesn't matter if the minister doing the sacrament is in the state of grace. Ex opere operato means there is grace that you will receive. But the fullness of grace, also in sacramental theology, is what we call ex opere operantis, which says that by the work of the worker or the doer, that the fullness of grace we can receive if the one receiving the sacrament is in the state of grace. That is ex opere operantis. That there is also a necessity in order to draw the fullness of grace in the Word of God, in the sacrament that we receive, especially the Eucharist, when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we have to be disposed to the sacrament that we are receiving. And our hearts are recipients of God's grace. We always say, God's grace operates when we cooperate with it. Brothers and sisters, today's gospel and today's liturgy of the word is inviting us to be the good soil. To be the good soil. And let the grace of God be on us. Every time we read scriptures, every time we kneel down and pray, every time we come and receive the sacrament, if only our hearts are good and receptive to the grace that God wants to bestow on us. Please don't stand.